The parent company is pulling its funding from the database of gods. All of the museum exhibits and their artificial intelligences will be shut down. All employees assigned to the project are relocating to Mars. For the child of two employees, this means losing a best friend. Unless it's possible to sneak Sankus's code out of the database before they leave. See how this god heist unfolds in The Last Compact, from Analog's January-February 2021 issue, read and written by Brian Rapata.
I think someone is stealing artifacts from my temple, Sankus said immediately after descending from his pedestal to greet me. What? Really? Who would do such a thing? I surveyed the temple. All the votive altars, the statues, the Club of Hercules on its sacred plinth, all the temple's trappings that I knew so well seemed accounted for. I'd taken great care to restore all those files in the directory after my little experiment yesterday. I was almost certain I'd restored them all for my backups. Hadn't I? Is something missing? I asked. He took a few steps and pointed up to a bare spot on the wall beneath the roofless temple. Only a carving of an ossifraga that hung here. Shit. Now that he pointed it out, I knew the carving of an osprey-like bird of prey, swooping with talons outstretched, that he was talking about. I must have missed it somewhere in all the files. I'd been in a bit of a rush restoring the backups before either of my mothers, or any of the other sysadmins, discovered I was into Sankus's directory. That's it? I said. Who could possibly want to steal something that insignificant? Sankus shrugged and spread his hands. The hands had been my addition to his matrix. The academics who'd created him had opted for historical accuracy, and his original build had been missing them, like his statue still in the Vatican on Earth. Well, I said, you needn't fear. As your Magister Quinquennalis, it is my duty to investigate this theft. I know you will do your best. He walked, and I followed. We came to a stop before a window in the travertine wall that looked out over the Quirinal Hill and the streets of Rome, rendered in hazy detail, for verisimilitude only, not as an active element. I sighed. Have you ever considered moving your temple? I asked him. He looked at me quizzically. Why would I do such a thing? Well, I looked up at the moonlight, the closest I'd ever come to knowing what that felt like. I supposed I'd find out soon enough. Mars had two moons, Phobos and Deimos, but you couldn't actually stand in the open air and look up at them. I don't know. All things come to an end. No home is forever. His matrix processed this. I sense more import in your words. Damn. His default settings weren't this intuitive. Perhaps, after all the years in which I'd been the only one to access him, he'd come to be able to read me like an open book. His matrix was adaptive. I sighed. My mothers and I were moving. Far away. Away from Rome? Yeah, I said. Very far from Rome. He processed this. Then he said, I cannot imagine ever replacing you as my Magister Quinquennalis. Well, that much was true, at least. With the parent company pulling the funding for the project, and with no churches interested in licensing his particular matrix, he wasn't very likely to ever be activated again. By anyone. His directory was likely to just collect dust in the company's archives on Ganymede. The mighty Mississippi wasn't looking so mighty any longer. I'd already deleted all the renderings of the banks, the passing steamboats, even the clouds in the sky. All that was left of my own sanctum, a rendering from my favorite book, was the raft under me and small stretch of virtual water to sail down toward Cairo in an endless loop. It might as well have been a raft in a tiny pond, for all the lack of detail. I sighed. I might as well restore all the missing files, because no matter what, there was no possible way my oculimplant had enough storage space to house Sankus's matrix. Well, that wasn't entirely true. He'd fit. Just barely. If I deleted his entire temple, his hands, including the design of his ossifraga, if I pared all the settings of my own sanctum back to next to nothing, if I relegated the noble Semo Sancus Deus Fidius to this featureless bit of raft, endlessly floating to nowhere. At least it was open air. He'd like that. He'd just barely fit, but I'd only have his factory settings. I'd have to strip out all his activations history. The next time I opened him up, he'd have no idea who I was. No memory that he'd ever named me his Magister Quinquennalis, the keeper of his temple, and chief priest. All the memories of the situations he'd talked me through, like fessing up to hacking old Ramamurthy's history test last year. And he'd have no memory whatsoever of the compact he'd sanctified almost 3 years ago, when he'd consecrated my adoption to my mother's, on the day my birth parents, whom I'd never really met, finally terminated all their parental rights. Why they waited so long, after dropping me off as an infant at the Institute's dome step, I didn't know. Apparently, they weren't the only ones who'd confused the Institute for a church. The next time I opened up Sancus, we both stood looking up at the blank spot on the wall where the ossifraga should have been. What with the impending shutdown, and all the archiving of the various deity matrices, the control hub was a flurry of activity. There had been no chance to eat lunch there with my mom's, like we'd always used to, which also meant no access to his root directory while my mom's weren't looking. The ossifraga was still stuck in the temporary folder I'd created. "Do you think?" I ventured, unsure how to continue. He waited patiently for me to formulate the words. "Do you think? Is all theft immoral?" "Theft is a violation of good faith," he said. And then he looked at me quizzically. "Do you suspect that whoever stole this had a moral reason for doing so?" He'd grown able to read me so well. That wasn't exactly part of his factory default settings. "Well, hypothetically," I hedged. "Consider if something belonged to someone else, except that someone no longer had any use for it, and it was just going to collect dust. Would it be wrong for someone who did have a use for it to take it? Are there no other options for ethically acquiring this object?" "Not that I can see," I thought, and I changed the subject as quickly as I could. My moms were quiet at dinner. They were always quiet lately. They normally asked me about my day or chatted about theirs. Or they talked about Mars and the opportunities moving to a bigger settlement would afford. I was glad they didn't. Every time they talked about Mars, they were always overenthusiastic, like they just couldn't wait to turn over all the work they'd done on the exhibits for the last 10 years of their lives back over to the parent company at the end of the month. Most days I couldn't tell whether they were trying to convince themselves or me. What I really wanted to ask them about, I couldn't. They'd supervised the maintenance of the God Archives for the past 10 years. If anyone could come up with a way to get Sancus off of Ceres without anybody noticing. The Terrain X-10, of course, had plenty of onboard storage and was capable of rendering far more detailed environments than Sancus's temple, and even had limited support for AI matrices. I could probably hack it, and with a bit of tinkering, get him to work just fine within it. Other than his connection to all the other gods in the museum's archives, he'd probably never even notice a thing. I might even be able to convince my moms to buy one for me. They were over-hovery about the upcoming move. Sometimes they were involved to a fault, but it would probably take more emotional manipulation and half-truths than I had the stomach for. They'd surely question my sudden interest in VR terrain warfare, which I'd never paid much attention to before. And I'd surely have to fake some hardcore angst over leaving our home on Ceres to get them to buy it before we moved. We'd already gone through the exhaustive process of scaling down our possessions to only the bare minimum. Cargo space to Mars wasn't cheap, and there was little reason we couldn't buy an X-10 after we arrived on Mars. Not to mention that my moms would notice an ever-evolving AI matrix in the terrain's directory. They just noticed stuff. And then there was Sancus. I wasn't sure I could bear activating him, the avenger of dishonesty and the upholder of truth and good faith. if I went down that path. As the days ticked down to the day the parent company would come to shut down all their interactive exhibits, my mom asked me at dinner, "So have you been to Sankus's temple lately?" Which meant they knew I hadn't. They worked in the control center. They monitored all the access logs. I shrugged and muttered something about being busy, which we all knew was a lie. The whole settlement was built around the exhibits. There were no more pilgrimages from denominations scheduled. Other than a few last-minute academics trying to tie up unfinished studies, it was pretty much a ghost town. Over half of the settlement had already left. They didn't press me, thankfully. Separation anxiety they understood. As long as I stayed noncommittal, I hoped they wouldn't suspect the real reason I was staying away from the Quirinal Hill. I already couldn't figure out a way to fit him into any kind of storage device that I had access to. What was the point of swelling his program further with extra visits? I spent a lot of time floating down the Mississippi instead, in my sanctum, after I restored all the set dressing files. The gentle sway of the raft on the water and the random generation of clouds overhead always felt like the ideal place to stimulate thinking. Getting Sankus's matrix in one piece, in a location with a VR interface, even a rudimentary one like my implant, was pretty much a no-go. But maybe, just maybe, if I fragmented him, I could break all the files that constituted him and his temple into enough pieces and tuck them in various spots, in my implants, my various net storage accounts. He'd effectively be inert for a while, but at least he'd be with his Magister Quinquennalis instead of mothballed by the parent company, who would likely never activate him again. It might take me a while to get my hands on a device with enough storage to run him, and one my moms wouldn't poke their noses into. Who was I kidding? It would probably take me about 4 years, or whenever I left for university. 4 years. What was the point of stealing something if you couldn't access it for 4 years? And for that matter, what exactly was the statute of limitations on data theft? It wouldn't have worked anyway. I did some research at one of the Institute's public terminals, because on our home accounts, my moms had access to all my search queries. Not that I was overly worried about them prying, they generally respected my privacy. But on our home accounts, everything went into our search history, and I had nightmares about my search history being used to convict me in court. Would they take me away from my moms? I had no desire to be a ward of the state of Mars. With a hollow feeling in the pit of my stomach, I was starting to realize I'd run out of options. It was a stupid thought, anyway, I tried to tell myself. Was I seriously anthropomorphizing a bundle of data? Certainly I wasn't the first person ever to do so. There were tons of cases of people doing stupid shit for the sake of their intelligences. But it wasn't that. I harbored no illusions. Sankus wasn't my friend, exactly. I knew that much. He was my past. Most of my childhood. My moral compass, who never judged. And not even that belonged to me. I must have spent hours floating in my sanctum. What time was it, anyway? Before I knew it, the lights of Cairo blinked in the moonlight off in the distance. It was a rare enough sight. Cairo was the end of the loop, after something like 5 hours of gentle floating down the Mississippi. If I spent any more time here, my implant would have to restart the loop from the beginning. But as I stood on the wobbly raft and contemplated the approaching lights of Cairo, an idea came to me. I knew what I had to do. I just wasn't certain my coding skills were up to the task. This was by far the most complex thing I'd ever attempted. With just under a week left to go before we boarded the transport for Mars, I spent long hours into the night, in the privacy of my sanctum, working on the code, the series of commands to lay into not just Sankus's directory, but the entire God network. If I messed up even one line of it, it might be traced back to me. I saw Cairo 5 times over the next 3 nights. I only logged out of my sanctum to eat a little bit or go to the bathroom. My moms noticed, but they didn't seem overly concerned, at least. I'd been spending a lot of time in my sanctum anyway lately, and Aramnithia, the last of my class cohort, had moved away 2 months ago. I wished I could ask my moms for help. Hell, they'd written half the original code on the entire Pantheon's database between the two of them. They'd been the ones responsible for maintaining it for the past 10 years. It all went great until I hit a snag in the code. I'd written as much as I could, and no matter what I tried, I just didn't have the knowledge to go on. I'd had to make too many assumptions about the underlying structure of the gods' matrices. I needed to spend about 15 hours in the control room really looking at their AI engines. Queries at public access terminals only got me so far. I probably could get the information I needed out of my mom's, but there was no way I could just drop that into casual dinner table conversation. And even if I tried, it was bound to raise red flags. One thing I could say about them, they paid attention to me. To a fault, really. 3 days before our transport to Mars, I came back from a research sortie at the library terminal, activated the ocular virtualizers of my implant, and called up the line of coding I'd been stuck on. It wasn't there. None of my work was there. I panicked. There was only one place it could have gone. Since I was still underage, my mom's had access rights to my implant's directories. We had a big old fight about it at dinner. I accused them of violating my privacy. That part was true. They said I'd been sloppy, that from all my public access queries from terminals all over the facility, I could be traced. Hell, they'd managed easy enough. I could be charged with conspiracy to commit a crime, and I could be taken away from them. I suppose that part was true, too, even if they were just trying to scare me. It worked. Worst of all, they said they knew how I felt. I doubted that part was true, and I told them so.
"What has happened?" Sanka said. "The day before our transport to Mars was due to depart. You look troubled." "That much any cut-rate facial analysis algorithm should have been able to figure out." "It's nothing," I said. "The fight with my mom's time would fix. Or at least I assumed so. They'd never stayed mad at me before." I took a deep breath. I had to pause the interface for a moment while I collected myself. It was stupid, I knew. Especially since he was just due to be archived with all the other gods. But the last active memory of me I wanted him to have was of me blubbering. When I could restart the interface, I said, "I've come to say goodbye." "Ah." He did something uncharacteristic then. He reached out and took me by the hand. Even the hands I'd created for him would become property of the parent company now. "Come." He led me to the exact center of the temple, where we could look up at the stars shining in the night sky. Those, at least, were accurate renditions of constellations that would be visible from Rome, thanks to me. The original designer's attention to detail hadn't extended that far. The first time I'd come to his temple at night, the interface had loaded only a generic starscape. His default settings hadn't really had much support for nighttime on the Quirinal Hill. "It seems I have one last compact left to sanctify."
"Oh?" I said. "What compact is that?"
He gestured up to the heavens. "That of your conveyance to your next temple of service, wherever it may be. You are my Magister Quinquinalis, the keeper of my temple, and an emissary who carries the genius of heavenly light with you wherever you go." I smiled through the lump in my throat. What would a god construct be without a massive ego? "I give you thanks for the sanctification of my compact," I said. It was an auspicious thing to have the blessings of a god on your passage. And after all, his blessings on my last compact had worked out rather well. I remained there, holding his hands in mine, for a few more moments in silence. Then I spoke the command that would close the ocular link to my implant. His temple faded, to be replaced by my own field of vision, blurry from the wetness in my eyes. The mighty Mississippi, at least, was mine. No one could take that away from me. I couldn't activate my oculizer on my implant on the flight to Mars, for safety regulations. But as soon as I was able, after touching down at the bustling colony at Hellas Planitia, when we got to our cramped quarters in the ugly module, no more company housing, I retreated to my tiny little room, and without even bothering to stow my meager belongings, I toggled on the interface. The simulated rendering of my raft was the same as ever, but something extra was there. At the far end of the raft, hanging incongruously in midair, without a wall to support it, was a decorative carving of an ossifraga. I stared at it in shock. It looked kind of ridiculous hovering in a simulation where it didn't belong. But then, I kind of liked it, too. Kind of like a lodestar guiding the raft toward Cairo.
I disconnected and went out into the kitchen, where my moms were unpacking belongings. I looked at them quizzically. They only responded with a pair of half-grins that they shot each other, super subtle, and went back to unpacking the boxes. I knew those looks. Don't ask. It's all over the nets, of course. It's the biggest jailbreak of intelligences ever. At midnight, on the night the texts from the parent company were due to archive the entire museum's database, the entire core, with all its related data files, fragmented itself into untold billions of pieces and launched itself onto the planetary webs, tunneling across an infinite number of data connections, until coming to a rest. In corporate servers, in individuals' private storage accounts, wherever they could come to find a home. I have no idea where Sankus ended up, but I like to think he's out there, ready to sanctify a compact for some kid. The parent company has put out a plea for all the data packets to be isolated and returned to them, but it's a Herculean task. I imagine they'll eventually just cut their losses, of course. They're investigating, looking to prosecute whoever laid in the code that fragmented everything all to hell. But apparently the culprit, or culprits, covered their tracks really well. The museum employed over 50 data core techs. Could have been any of them. Meanwhile, a couple of gods have already surfaced. Krishna and Athena managed to remain whole enough to retain their cognition. They set up social feeds on a couple of the major platforms. They're already gathering followers. Meanwhile, the hunt for the bigger name gods and prophets is on. Everywhere in the 9 inhabited worlds, people are scouring databases and crowdfunding efforts to reunite all the data fragments to their original matrices. A few of the major denominations have actually pooled resources to help in the hunt for fragments. My moms think it's probably more publicity than the parent company ever could have hoped for. Nobody's looking for Sankus, of course. His name recognition is low, and his matrix is comparatively small, next to some of the others, so it might take people a while to recognize if they've gotten one of his files in their directories by divine happenstance. That's okay, though. The code embedded into each intelligence contained a drive toward reconstitution. Like everyone, I suppose, the gods have a compulsion to be whole. Someday, Sankus will come looking for his ossifraga.